And as our band of Workweek warriors gazed over the horizon, they saw the wonderful sight they had been hoping for. It was Friday.
Well, good morning. We have made it. Yes. Took forever. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter. Yeah, we'll get you going. We got some great songs for you this morning. Everett's Greatest Hits. And then we're going to keep them coming all weekend long. Got some aqua socks to work in. They're at home this weekend. What a great time to get out to the ballpark. They got room for you. So keep that in mind if you have some open plans. Salty Sea Days, of course. And trying to fight off the strikes. We got a Hollywood writer's strike, an actor's strike. Broadway was getting close to shutting down, about 1,500 stagehands and other backstage workers, but they reached a settlement yesterday. On the horizon, Alaska Airlines flight attendants and American Airlines flight attendants. Americans are holding a strike vote later this month, so just keeping you on top of all these things. Someone did take your Powerball jackpot, but the Mega Millions is up to $720 million for tonight's drawing. And as I've said before, with budgeting, you could make that work. All right, we're going to get back to Everett's Greatest Hits in just a moment. Living large, enjoying it. Man, the music, the weather, life is pretty darn good. It's KRKO and Everett's Greatest Hits with Tim Hunter, a Friday morning tradition around here, is getting on the phone with a KRKO listener and thanking them for downloading our KRKO app.
Hello?
Hi, I was hoping to be able to speak with Michelle.
This is
Tim Hunter from KRKO Radio, so I'm not calling to sell you anything.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How's your day been going?
Good so far.
Okay, well, it's going to get better here. But I have to go through my spiel. I have to say thank you for downloading our KRKO app.
Oh, yes. Yes. We love it.
Good.
The music.
Oh, God, love you. I'd hug you, but HR said I can't do that anymore. What I would like to say is for downloading the app, we're going to send you a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse.
Sounds good. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I love it.
This stuff actually happens. What were you doing? Did I interrupt anything?
Oh, I'm just cooking today. Today's a cooking day. Try to get everything done for the week.
Wow, do you like cook early in the week and then not cook the rest of the week?
Sort of. Yeah. Try to get it all done in one day.
Is this for you or for the military?
Yeah. It sure feels like it.
Well, I hope the troops are nice to you and give you a night off so you can go out to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse sometime.
I will do that. We love the Buzz Inn. It's right here in town.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for listening, and thank you for downloading the app, and we appreciate you being out there for us.
Thank you so much.
And once again, we have another sassified KRKO listener. I'd sure like to sassify you with a $50 gift card to the Buzz Inn Steakhouse next Friday. Between now and then, just download the app in the App Store of your phone. It's free, and it will change the way you listen to this radio station. Yeah, that's the one that takes me down to Southern California when I just got my driver's license and thought I was so cool cranking that song up, rolling the window down. Yeah, it's best I didn't know back then what I know now. And I know a lot more than I did back then. Good morning. I know I'm listening to KRKO right along with you, Tim Hunter, playing Everett's Greatest Hits. Our weather buddy Ted Beener heard me on the air the other day bragging about our weather, saying how it's the envy of the country. The fact we've got it so good here, the rest of the country is either in triple digits or being washed away or blown away by a tornado. I mean, we are in the most ideal spot in the country. And Ted Beener takes a deep dive into that topic on his latest weather podcast, which you will find at EverettPost.com, a great source for local news.
And now, KRKO is proud to present Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff that Tim Hunter found on his Facebook feed.
Yeah, I just had to wedge in a few more of these before we head on into the weekend. Sometimes I get road rage walking behind people at the grocery store. I always knock on the door before opening the refrigerator, just in case there's a salad dressing. She danced like no one was watching, but they were watching, and she danced like she had 12 shots of Jack and had walked into a spider web. You know, a 72-hour hold in a psych unit is beginning to appeal to me as a potential vacation opportunity. And two more quickies. I invented a new word, plagiarism. And U-Haul has the worst drivers of any company.
You've been listening to Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff found in Tim Hunter's Facebook feed right here on KRKO.
Hey, more great songs right around the corner, and it's a short corner, so stay close. Such a great song is a great day. Friday rolls on. It's KRKO, Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits. And what is a sun-drenched day without a little Beach Boys? That in just a couple of minutes. Man, just feeling good. Just happy. They've got that $720 million Mega Millions up for grabs. Somebody won the Powerball the other night, but there's still another big one out there. Just thinking about for a moment. Here's some Disney trivia for you. Bob Iger, the CEO for Disney, makes $78,000 a day. Wow. Billionaire mortgage guy Matt Ishbia, who also happens to own the Phoenix Suns basketball team, has decided to build his ultimate home in Michigan. He had a mansion. He tore that down. He bought five other homes next to it so he could spread out, and he is building a mega house, 60,000 square feet. It will not just be his home, it will also be a personal amusement park. It's about 25 miles north of Detroit in Bloomfield Township. There will be a trampoline park, a basketball court, an all-sports court, a tree house, an enchanted forest, a huge deck, climbing walls, reflecting pool, 14-foot waterfall, and they expect it to be done in about 2 years, and I will never, ever receive an invitation. But I can't blame him for that. All right, well, let's get our minds off making money. Yeah, it's KRKO on your radio. I want to make sure you know who is putting together all this great music for you this morning. It's Tim Hunter playing Everett's greatest hits. And you should know, if you're brand new to KRKO, we have a great app in the App Store of your phone right now. It's free to download. It allows you to be able to take this music wherever you go. That includes if you've got vacation plans, because this will work anywhere you and your phone are together, because you make such a great team.
Dude, listen.
Lay it on me, big boy.
I'm listening.
Well, I know quite a bit. I want to make sure you know this stuff, too. Okay, on paper, it sounds great. Scotland is going to put up thousands of windmills and create these giant windmill farms to power their country. Great idea on paper. To make room for the windmills, they've cut down 16 million trees over the last 5 years. Sounds like a wash to me. If you're looking for a new entertainment destination, the American Heartland Theme Park and Resort is going to be built over the next 2 years. $2 billion worth of amusement park the size of Disney World on a spot along Route 66 in Oklahoma, if you've ever wanted a vacation in Oklahoma. Google is testing AI to see how it does at writing news stories. A little bit of a warning flag there. This is interesting. A Florida jury has ruled that $800,000 in damages should be awarded to the family of a little girl that was allegedly burned by hot chicken nuggets from a McDonald's. She was in the back seat in her car seat. Mom hands her these McNuggets. One of them drops down and falls and leans up against her leg and burns her. $800,000. Okay? Just moving on from that. If you are keeping score at home, Donny Osmond now has 14 grandkids. And you may have heard earlier in the week there was an Arizona woman that was gored by a buffalo in Yellowstone National Park. And I told you this before, and I'm going to say it again. If you're going to Yellowstone, don't pet the fluffy cows. In any case, her boyfriend had been planning to propose to her in the park, but because of the accident, instead, he proposed to her in the hospital. And she said yes. There you go. That's what I know. KRK on Friday morning. What a team. It's Everett's Greatest Hits. My name is Tim Hunter, and I don't mean to be impish. And you're probably not this kind of a person. But if you wanted to drive by someone's home that you know doesn't have air conditioning, roll down your window and crank up the song by Glenn Frey, "The Heat Is On," we've got that coming up for you in about 5 minutes. So pick the house you want to do that. I mean, yes, no, you won't be doing that, but someone listening just might. So we've got two big movies opening up in theaters today, both getting really good reviews, Barbie and Oppenheimer. And they are describing the dilemma of which one you're going to go see first as Barbenheimer. You know how, like Bennifer, they did that for a while? Now, Barbenheimer. So I just wanted to keep you up on the lingo all those kids are using these days. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 was just in theaters. Going to be on Disney Plus a week from Wednesday. That's August 2nd, so you can plan. Or if you want to see one of the new movies in the theaters this week, well, why don't we check with that theater down the street, see if there's anything good playing there.
Thank you for calling the City Cinema Mega Multiplex 2 Quad Tri-Omni Theaters. With a quick reminder that yes, we advertise that we have air in our theaters, but not air conditioning. Now showing, Gal Gadot asks Marvel superheroes to protect her air conditioner in Guardians of Gal's AC. Tom Hanks is a train engineer in a melting world in Solar Express. And a fashion designer creates a bathing suit that is really low in the back in Oppenheimer. So when you're looking for a great night of entertainment, take time out to see a movie here. Then resume your search after you've been to your nearest City Cinema Mega Multiplex 2 Quad Tri-Omni Theaters. Thank you for calling.
And once again, the answer is two words, All right, more of Everett's Greatest Hits moments away.